Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back in on the drive, very quick NBA point. BK, you agree that Anthony Davis at the end of this season will be a Boston Celtic?
I think it depends what Kyrie does. I think the Pelicans really tied themselves to Kyrie, because if Kyrie leaves, there's no way the Celtics can trade Jason Tatum to the Pelicans.
But I also think that Kyrie would stay if he knew the team was going to be him and Anthony Davis. They then trade Jason Tatum.
Maybe.
And
Kyrie's
that kind of
just a different kind of dude.
No, Kyrie is 100% a different kind of guy. Anthony Davis did not get moved. A lot of stuff happened in the NBA today. Coming up in just a little bit, NFL.com made a list of the defining Chiefs moments for the season. We'll tell you what moment they picked, and we all gave our moment on what we thought the defining Chiefs moment was for the season. We also caught up with a former player, a former sports agent, and a former front office person to kind of get their perspective on the Mahomes story about him playing pickup basketball. And we actually want to take your phone calls, 913-576-7610. What do you guys think about the Mahomes story that's kind of been circulating today? So if you missed it, if you're just getting off work, the story is courtesy of Pro Football Talk. It's from Brett Veach. Quote, we spoke to Pat Mahomes' agent, Lee Steinberg, and said Chiefs Kingdom can be assured there will be no more basketball for Pat. Quote, we were able to nip that in the bud. If you guys remember, there was a viral video going around at a Lifetime Fitness. Patrick Mahomes was going out there. Looked like he might be traded for in the NBA trade deadline. He was hooping. So it's kind of been a big story today. So on Arrowhead Pride, they put a poll up today. You know how much I love my internet polls. Always very accurate. Always a good gauge of what the people are thinking. The question was very simple. Should Patrick Mahomes be allowed to play competitive basketball in the offseason? It was 68% no, 32% yes, with over 2,000 votes in this. I assume you would have voted the no, not worth the risk.
I did vote no. Absolutely. Yeah. I just think he's a different – Mahomes is different. His life is completely different than it was 6, 8, 9, 10 months ago, whatever. You know, so, yeah, I think he is – he plays the most important position in all of sports. He's probably going to be the best player at that position in the near future in the NFL. He's going to be the face of this franchise. The Chiefs have invested heavily in him. He's going to be the face of the league, more than likely. One of only two guys to throw more than 50 or more touchdown passes in a season, and he's only 23 years old. I understand the Chiefs' perspective on this.
I didn't vote in this poll, but I would have voted yes, let the kid play in this of – everybody has their vice, whatever you like to do in your free time. And I think we know enough about NFL players to know that a lot of them have much more serious vices than Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to make it seem like I know Mahomes. I've met him a couple times. He seems fine to me. I know a little bit more about him than you guys, but again, me and Mahomes are not good friends. If you're telling me that the biggest story that can happen with Mahomes, and we sit right now, February 7th, is that Mahomes in his free time likes to play pickup basketball, I think you can live with that. If you think about the offseason that your star running back had last year with Kareem Hunt, we agree. That is on the extreme end.
Yeah.
You think about Ezekiel Elliott a couple years ago that just always seemed to be in the news. You think about Odell Beckham. You think about all these other athletes and some of the things that they get themselves into in the offseason. Antonio Brown. I think you can live with the fact of Mahomes every once in a while likes to pull up at a 24-hour fitness and a Lifetime Fitness or a One Life and play basketball, especially when I think he is doing something that we all agree is good exercise. That Mahomes is already going to be running. He's already going to be jumping. He's already going to be doing various things to keep his body in shape for the upcoming NFL season. That I don't think that playing pickup basketball in this context is too much of a bad thing. So I would have voted let the kid play.
Yeah, I just don't want to take the risk. Frank Szabo, Orlando Scandrick, Ron Parker. You know, I don't care who those guys. Yeah, play all you want, man. Go out and go knock yourself out. You know, but I not Mahomes. No, I mean, and what was the Boston Globe reporter got part of his contract?
Ben Volin, yeah,
and it was in there that he's not supposed to play basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But I would also say though there are other things in there like not firing arms, which we agree. If there was a video of Mahomes and Ned Yost going hunting, everybody would be talking about how cool it is, even though it is a violation of his contract. So
I would have a much bigger issue with that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I would really
I don't know what to do. It didn't say hunting. It said firearms,
yeah,
right?
Which, I mean,
so they're trying to just keep him away from guns. Is that the whole point behind it?
Yeah, but I mean, I guess you could go bow hunting, which technically would be in bounds for them, but some people hunt with guns. So the poll was, should Mahomes be allowed to play competitive basketball in the offseason? 68% was no. 32% was yes. We'll go to the phone line and get you guys' thoughts on it. 913-576-7610. If you want to get in on this, now's the perfect time to do it. Luke in North Kansas City. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, C-Dot, I'm totally there with you. You know, I played at K-State, and, you know, it's one of those things that they didn't like us, you know, playing rec pickup ball. But the thing is that Mahomes is not out here being Marinovich. Like, this guy is a solid dude. And sometimes if you're not out, you know, being in the nightlife, you honestly just need kind of an outlet for your energy. And he played a little pickup. Now, could he blow an ACL? Totally could. But the thing is I don't think he's going to put himself out like that.
And that seems to be
that's a really good call too. I mean, because I think the point that he made, I think that Luke in North Kansas City made a great point. When you're 23, you do have a lot of energy, man. Like, you want to go out. You know, I have to go to the low T center, but I'm 48. Testosterone ain't a problem when you're 23. You do have a lot of energy, and you do need to go burn that energy. So I understand the urge to do that. I just think Mahomes is not, and no offense to Luke, who played, you know, football at K-State. I'm guessing Luke's not worth $200 million, you know, and Patrick Mahomes is. And he's a huge commodity and a huge asset to the company that he works for in the Kansas City Chiefs and the league that he plays in. That's where he's just not a normal 23-year-old. Like, things are not normal for Mahomes anymore.
No, you're right. But I also would say, I mean, there's other players on the team that, you know, right, they're not as valuable as Mahomes. They're not worth $200 million. Tyreek Hill stands to make, what, $80 million guaranteed this offseason. He was playing in the exact same pickup game, and no one seems to care. Text line 69306, C-Dot, you say that, but if he blew out his knee playing, think of the backlash. You're right. People would be upset. I wouldn't be upset, but certainly people would be. He very easily could have blown his knee out playing in the Pro Bowl, and I didn't hear a whole lot of people saying that he shouldn't play in the Pro Bowl. In fact, many of you watched him play in the Pro Bowl. It got a 15 share national or locally. So a lot of you watched him do something that you do a lot of the same things in pickup basketball. Run, jump, cut, do all those kind of things. Heck, you get tackled in football. Now, I understand it's the Pro Bowl.
Is he representing the Kansas City Chiefs when he's playing pickup basketball?
No.
Because he is at the Pro Bowl. You know, so I get that part of it. Like, I'm not a big fan of any of those guys playing in the Pro Bowl, especially when you're the best guys. And it's one of the reasons I'm sure Travis Kelce was like, I'm out. I'm not going. You know, it's why Brady doesn't go to that anymore when he's not in the Super Bowl. So I understand that, but you are there on behalf of the team and the company that you work for.
This is a question I have about this. And again, I fully understand. I'm not going to play ignorant in this, that I don't understand that every situation is different. Is this how it's going to be Mahomes for the next 10 years? Because I remember, I don't know if he said this. I don't know if he said this publicly or this was just some media kind of stuff. But Hosmer didn't like what happened outside that Justin Bieber concert. Mm-hmm. Of just want to be normal. Like, I don't want to leave the concert. I'm with
that's
my
over.
Girlfriend, and
that's
then
over.
Everybody goes crazy.
Yeah,
like,
that's over.
Hosmer didn't like that.
Yeah.
But we think about it now. Mahomes is Hosmer times 10.
Yeah.
Times 5.
Absolutely.
That everything Hosmer did didn't appear to be blown up to the umpteenth degree. Think about how long the Chiefs offseason's been. What has it been? 17 days, 18 days.
Yeah.
We've already had, I would say, two viral videos about Mahomes. One was the Top Golf video with him hitting the golf balls. That was
down to the Pro Bowl.
That was a cool video. I'm not hating on the video. It was a really cool video. But we agree. It went viral. Everybody was looking at it. Everybody was commenting. Everybody had an opinion on it. Now him playing the pickup basketball. Him just doing a normal thing. Kid on the sideline has a video. We don't even know who was playing in the game. Like, we don't know anything about the game. It was a 6-second video. We don't know if Mahomes was loafing it when he didn't have the ball. We don't know anything about the video other than the 6 seconds that happened and some of the people that were around the game or whatever. And then Tyreek Hill said he was playing, and then Garrett Dieter, who was like one of his best friends, said he was playing. Is it how it's going to be with Mahomes? That everything Mahomes does in Kansas City from now until the time he's done playing is just going to be magnified by the 20th degree? Because this appears to be a minor story. The Top Golf appears to be a minor story. We agree at some point with Mahomes, there's going to be much bigger deal than him playing Top Golf in his free time and pick up basketball in his free time.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the focus. His life is different now. Yeah, you're right. I mean, Haas, and I understand, like, hey, you want to be normal. Well, you chose to be a Major League Baseball player. You know, you had the privilege of being a Major League Baseball player, and you're living a dream, and that's what you wanted to do. And along with that, you're a public figure. Fame comes along with that. Money comes along with that. Winning a World Series, going to the playoffs, winning MVP of an All-Star game. People are going to know who you are. So, yeah, that's just part of the deal. That's part of the deal when you're a really, really successful and semi-famous athlete. I mean, that's part of it. You may not like it. That's part of it. I mean, we all have certain parts of our jobs that we don't like. I mean, your job and our job is different from what Hosmer and Mahomes have to deal with, but there's things that you don't like in every job that you do. Mahomes' life is different, and maybe it comes down to, you know, the social media part of that just has to get knocked down a bunch. because it's not the same as it used to be, man. 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards changed everything for Mahomes in the MVP award.
How much of it, though, do you think is created by the mindset of him being a big fish in a little pond? Because
yeah, maybe a little bit.
I'm
yeah.
saying is if the exact same scenario happened, let's say it was James Harden. Mm-hmm. And let's say that James Harden was in a flag football game. I don't think it becomes a big deal in Houston. I could be wrong. I don't live in Houston. Yeah, but how much of it do you think is Mahomes is the first legitimate superstar Kansas City's had is? And Hosmer was big. Salvi was big. Like, Mahomes has the chance to be the face of Adidas. He has a chance to be a face of Coca-Cola. He has a chance to be a face of big-time brands. Yeah. That this is Kansas City's first time in a long time having somebody who is not just a local superstar, not just a regional superstar, but a national superstar. So how much of it do you think is now, because Mahomes is the first time we've been in this scenario, at least for a while, everything Mahomes does is just going to be magnified times 30, where if he was in another city that maybe was more used to it and had celebrities, it wouldn't be a big deal because Russell Wilson plays minor league baseball. It doesn't appear to be a big deal that much. Well, like, it's just cool. He does it for a little bit. It's just not a big deal.
Well, I mean, the quote that you pulled the quote out of Pro Football Talk, right? And they got their own radio show in the morning. I watch it on TV on NBC Sports Network with Mike Florio and Chris Sims. Peter King's on there. So the national guys picked it up too. If this happened in New York City with about 50 times more media and dudes with a hell of a lot more opinions and venom to spit, I think it'd be just as big a deal up there. There'd be other stuff going on. There'd be more stuff going on in New York City, but I still think it'd be a big deal. Because if the Giants had Patrick Mahomes and he just threw 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards and won the MVP, that town would be flipping upside down right now if they saw him playing pickup basketball. And it was in his contract that he wasn't supposed to.
Do you think it'd be a big deal if Saquon Barkley played pickup basketball?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I think it'd be different.
Well, we agree, Saquon Barkley. I agree he's not Mahomes, but
yeah, but
had a great season, plays running back in New York, very popular.
I think it would get people's attention, but again, quarterback to me is the different position. You know, look what the Steelers did without Le'Veon Bell. They had James Conner. He was fine. You know, it's a much more replaceable position than quarterback. I mean, the Chiefs have a once-in-a-generation player at the most important position in sports. So I think that's going to get people's attention more than a running back doing it.
Coming up in just a little bit, NFL.com made a list of the defining moment for each team. We'll tell you what the Chiefs' moment was coming up next. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Well, it sounds like the Chiefs are starting to put their staff together. This is courtesy of Phil Yates of ESPN. The Chiefs are hiring former Jaguars assistant defensive line coach David Merritt as their new defensive back coach, per source. He previously worked with new defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo. So the Chiefs, it sounds like they're replacing Emmett Thomas, and they are hiring David Merritt. Steve Spagnuolo putting a staff together.
Yeah, I think it's time to make a change in the back end of that secondary. Emmett Thomas was a great player. He's a great ambassador for Kansas City. I actually really like him. I've had a chance to talk to him a few times. He's a really good dude. But I think it's time. I mean, that defense wasn't working. The weakest part of that defense was the secondary. So I'm not shocked. And one of the things that I've harped on, too, and when everybody was killing Bob Sutton all season, and we confirmed this with Joe Mays and Sean Barber, when it comes down to teaching fundamentals, that lands in the lap of the position coaches. So, yeah, I mean, Emmett Thomas, a Hall of Famer, man. I mean, one of the greatest to ever play the game for sure, but the change does not surprise me one bit.
So today on NFL.com, they did a pretty cool exercise. It was called 2018 in a Nutshell, and they did one season-defining play for every team in the NFL. When it came to the Kansas City Chiefs, this was their season-defining play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Look at the magic of the quarterback. Just falling, moving around, dancing, and then throws it like almost a no-look. I mean, that's incredible.
No-look sidearm.
Oh, my gosh. How do you not like watching him play?
And then the story said you could select just about any Mahomes pass from the entire year, but let's go with the no-look. Sometimes the obvious pick is the right one. Like Becky Lynch was the obvious choice to win the Royal Rumble. I know that reference went right over your head, Brad Fanning, but that didn't make the payoff any less satisfying. So we'll go with this mind-bending delivery as Mahomes set the league on fire during his MVP campaign. So NFL.com has Mahomes' no-look week 14 against the Ravens as the season-defining play for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll go around and we'll all give our play. What was your season-defining play for your Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, I'm going to be you on this one, Carrington. I'm going to be...
You're a bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
I mean, Mahomes was phenomenal this year, right? But we're not talking about my favorite play because I could pick any number of Mahomes plays. My defining moment play for the Chiefs was this.
4 seconds left in the game, but this is likely the final play that matters. End zone wide open. What a night for Mike Williams. and the Chargers have their first lead of the night.
I mean, to me, that was the defining moment. That fourth quarter, that second half was the defining time for the Kansas City Chiefs. They blew three separate 14-point leads at home against the Chargers with a chance to close out the division and get the number one seed. That was the very point right there when I knew, at least felt like, started to seriously doubt that the Chiefs could win the Super Bowl. I know that's, you know, not what everybody's looking for here. Again, not my favorite play, but we're talking defining moments here. And when I saw the Chiefs defense blow those leads at home against the Chargers with everything on the line, that to me defined the season. And it showed, you know, after the season as well, when they couldn't stop Tom Brady and the Patriots in overtime and Bob Sutton got fired.
I'll play devil's advocate a little bit here. How defining do you think a play can be if the team is still able to overcome that moment and still accomplish everything you wanted them to do over the course of the season? Like, mm-hmm. We agree.
It's a fair question.
Having home field advantage was big for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You picked the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl based off the fact of they had home field advantage. That moment did not stop the Chiefs from having home field advantage, and they still hosted the AFC Championship game. So by that definition, wouldn't you agree there was a bigger play that was more season-defining than that
one? Yeah, maybe, but it also proved to me right there, there's your flaw. You know, there's like, I know you're not a Star Wars guy, but there was a flaw in the plans for the Death Star, you know, and you know, and Luke Skywalker knew what it was. I mean, this Chiefs team had a fatal flaw, and it was its defense, and that's the reason why it didn't go. And deep down in my soul, I knew after that Chargers game, even though I picked the Chiefs to win and beat the Patriots because I thought they could do it, I knew that was going to be the thing that would define their season was the 31st-ranked defense that couldn't get stops when they wanted it.
I know you don't really watch this show a lot, but kind of like how you were about the Chiefs defense kind of reminds me of the show Cheaters, that I've always said, like, if you got to go on the show Cheaters, then you should acknowledge that your spouse is cheating. Mm-hmm. I feel like many of us knew the Chiefs defense was bad, like week six, week seven.
I was late to come around on it.
Where you didn't see it. They're like, if your wife comes home at 2:30 at night and you don't say anything about it, you know, and there's like little signs to let you know that she's cheating. And then eventually when she sits you down and says, hey, I've been sleeping with my guy from the office, she was telling you she was cheating the whole time. You just didn't pay attention. I felt like we got a lot of examples that the Chiefs defense wasn't good, that I noticed that way earlier than week 14.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the one that finally put me over the top, was the Charger game. When I finally, it opened my eyes. That was my aha moment when it came to the Chiefs defense that, yeah, this isn't going to be good enough to more than likely win you the Super Bowl.
Brandon Kiley, you were in St. Louis during the NFL season, so you got to watch a lot of great football this year. What was your defining moment for the Kansas City Chiefs?
So this play call doesn't necessarily do it justice, but I'll explain it coming back on the other side.
Pressure now on Mahomes. He's in trouble. Now gets it away. Are you kidding?
So that was the Russell Wilson-esque touchdown pass against the 49ers.
Phenomenal.
It was week three.
Yeah.
We saw him do stuff against the Chargers. He was amazing in that game. We saw him do amazing things in the first half against the Steelers. But I think the first time that I truly came to grips with exactly what we were about to watch was week three against the 49ers. And specifically when I saw that play. I think that was the first time when I was like, okay, this isn't just something that's really unique. This is something that could be historic.
Yeah.
And that play really hit home for me.
The first one for me really was the second half of the Bronco game, coming back from 10 down on the fourth quarter on the road. That's when I was like, okay, this dude's a freak.
That's my defining moment.
Here comes Von Miller. Oh, how did he pull that off? He got it to Hill, and they've got a first down.
Joe, are you kidding me? Wow. I mean, this guy is incredible. You know, there's many years ago they talk about Montana magic in Kansas City. Look at this guy, Von Miller on his heels. He throws it left-handed any way possible.
Now, I don't think that Mahomes' 2018-2019 season had a whole lot of lulls in it, but one of the low points for the team was how they played for three quarters against the Broncos. Mm-hmm. They did not play very well on the road. And I thought the Broncos, at least we thought early then, was maybe showing you a little bit of the blueprint of defeating Patrick Mahomes. I fully think this. If Mahomes ends up going to Canton, Ohio, and he ends up being a Hall of Fame player, the left-handed pass against the Broncos will be in his highlight reel. That team was not playing very well. They needed a big-time play.
Yeah.
And it was, I don't care by any means necessary, I'm going to find a way to do it. That it wasn't the showboat kind of play. It wasn't the 4th and 9 down the field. It was a, we have to convert this 3rd down or this is not a game that we're going to win. I'll figure out a way to make this play. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I got to throw with my offhand. So my defining moment for the season for the Chiefs was Patrick Mahomes' left-handed pass. And I think there's a big difference of thinking your quarterback can do it
and then knowing your quarterback can do it.
And many people, after that moment against the Broncos on Monday Night Football, you felt it. I remember you said after the game that Mahomes did to the Broncos what Elway did to the Chiefs for so many years.
Yeah, totally.
And think about what John Elway was. Before this Tom Brady run, a lot of people made the argument that John Elway was the greatest quarterback of all time. So that's my pick for defining moment for the season.
Yeah, I think there were so many defining moments for Mahomes. But again, my defining moment for the season was the end of that Chargers game, because that to me – I mean, that was just I even though I didn't want to admit it, man, that's when I just felt like it was going to be so hard to win the Super Bowl. Certainly wasn't my favorite play, but for me, it was a defining moment.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk about playoff and championship windows. They said something really interesting on Good Morning Football that relates to the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about it coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
Back in on The Drive, coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we wanted to get some people who have been in this situation. So we have a former agent, we have a former player, and a former front office executive. We all asked them about Mahomes playing basketball and how big of a deal it is. Guys that have either had money on the line, guys have had clients, or guys that have been in the situation to tell somebody, no, that's not what you should do. So we'll play for you what they had to say about the Mahomes viral video and Brett Veach's comments earlier today. But I, like many of you, are fascinated by the Chiefs' window, because for the first time in my life, the Chiefs have a legitimate window to try to win a Super Bowl that you don't have to do some mental gymnastics to see the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl next year or the year after. If you have the best player in the NFL, and especially the best quarterback, you have a great window and great opportunity to try to win a Super Bowl. And this conversation is courtesy of Good Morning Football, and here is Peter Schrager. This is my question, and think about it in mind, and we'll talk about it on the other side. How many teams in the AFC would you say their window to win a Super Bowl is open? Because we agree the Chiefs are in the category of teams in the AFC of Super Bowl or bust. You can strike now. You got a chance to go out next season and represent the AFC for the Super Bowl. So think about that in mind. How many other teams would you put in that category? Because I'm going to guess the answer is not that many. Here's Peter Schrager of NFL Network, because this conversation came up, because the Steelers, I think their window is done.
I look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I think since 2008 when they won that Super Bowl, they've been really, really good. And Antonio Brown has been maybe the best wide receiver in the league the last few years. And Le'Veon Bell 2 years ago was probably the best running back in the league. And yet, for them, out of the last 5-6 years, with all the talent on that roster, with Roethlisberger, with Antonio, with now Juju, for them to never seize that Lombardi yet, and furthermore, to not even get to a Super Bowl since the Packers lost in 2010, I'm wondering if that window's getting smaller and smaller. You look at their roster, Roethlisberger is not getting any younger. Antonio Brown is 31 and is a malcontent at the moment. Le'Veon Bell missed the entire season. The exception of Juju and Cam Hayward and a few really good offensive linemen, they are not as ready to seize that trophy as they were maybe last year at this time when we were feeling like they were a favorite out of the AFC. I'm not saying they're going to be bad next year, and I'm not saying they can't patch things up. Just saying that window might be a little smaller than it was on this date last year.
So that's Peter Schrager of NFL Network talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers window. I think it's over for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think they had a window maybe 3 years ago, but you think about Ben Roethlisberger's age, you think about having no Le'Veon Bell, you think about that I think this offseason they're going to trade Antonio Brown, they just missed the playoffs. I don't think the Steelers are legitimate Super Bowl contenders. Can they be a good team? Can they make the playoffs this year? But I don't look at them on the same tier as the Kansas City Chiefs. I think the Chiefs have passed them. Let's go through the AFC, because if we're talking about teams that I think are currently in their Super Bowl window, so next year we're talking Super Bowl or bust, teams that you think, man, this team can go to the Super Bowl and represent the AFC. We agree. As long as Brady and Belichick are there, the Patriots are still in their Super Bowl window.
Yeah, and that's the only team in the AFC East.
Only team.
Yeah.
Dolphins, not at that point yet. I don't care who they get at quarterback. Bills, not at that point yet. Maybe in a couple years, let's see what happens with Josh Allen, but not at that point. Same thing with Sam Darnold. Maybe their window starts next year that you're thinking, man, the Jets turn things around. Yeah. They really got the real deal. No way you can say the Bills, Dolphins, or Jets have a Super Bowl window that is right now the same way the Chiefs. The Chiefs, in that mindset, I would still say Los Angeles, the Chargers, I would still say they have it.
Absolutely.
Now I think it's closing. Yeah. I think they maybe got one more season in that window, but I think the Chargers are at the tail end of their window. Broncos, not close. Raiders, not close. Going to the AFC North. I don't know if the Ravens right now, with Lamar Jackson, unless he gets drastically better as a passer, I don't know if I'm looking at next year for the Ravens of them being in the middle of their Super Bowl window. I think they could be a good team. I'm not looking at the Ravens of right now. They're in the middle of a legitimate Super Bowl window.
Yeah, no, the Ravens not. Definitely not the Bengals. I think the Steelers still have a little bit left. You know, we talk about Tiger and Phil Mickelson. Think how many majors Phil would have won if not for Tiger Woods. I wonder what Ben Roethlisberger would have had if not for Tom Brady. I mean, if you look over the – he's been in the
and
leagues.
Peyton.
And Peyton, too. Yeah, I mean, because Ben Roethlisberger's window's been open virtually his entire career. Got two rings in there. Hadn't had one since 2008. But that's been a long window for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I still think they have a shot, but not much of one. In the AFC North, Cleveland Browns, maybe. Maybe the first year that they got a chance. That sounds super crazy, but at Baker Mayfield – new head coach that he loves in Freddie Kitchens. We saw that team win, what, 7 games this year? I mean, they're in the – we read the Super Bowl odds, Monday? And they're 20-1 to win the Super Bowl? I think it's going to be year one of the Cleveland Browns. You know, the window is starting to crack for Cleveland.
I have no issue with that. But so far, the teams we've only said yes to have been the Patriots, defending Super Bowl champions, the Chiefs, lost in the AFC Championship game. Chargers won a playoff game, lost to the Super Bowl champions, won 12 games this year, and Cleveland. I like Baker Mayfield, too. I don't know if I'm willing to put them in that conversation yet. They're probably your way.
I don't think they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but I think they're on the right path. And if when you can go from, what, 0-16 to 7-8-1 or whatever it was, maybe they had 5 ties in there, I can't remember. But I'm starting to kind of – You like the Steelers going into the season. I was like, the Browns. I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man. But I'm to that point where that window's starting to open.
Okay. I think their playoff window starts next year.
You know what? That's probably more accurate.
Their Super Bowl window is still a year away.
That's a good point, BK. I like that better.
That's where I would put them, Mac, because just knowing Cleveland, I wouldn't be surprised if they only won 6 games next year. Wouldn't be surprised if they won 11 games next year. I'd be very surprised if the Browns won the Super Bowl next year or went to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, I would say in that window.
I agree.
Indianapolis in that window. That's probably it.
Yeah.
So of all the teams that we think right now in the AFC,
basically without five teams.
Yeah, without knowing anything when it comes to the draft, without knowing anything when it comes to free agency, we think the list of teams that are in their window are the Houston Texans, who we agree, Chiefs clearly better than Houston.
Yeah.
The Indianapolis Colts, we just saw these two teams play, what, a month ago, Chiefs clearly better than Indianapolis in my mind. You think Cleveland's on the list. Got no issue with it.
You know
a team that finished under 500 this year.
I'm going to go with what Brandon said. I think playoff window, not Super Bowl window. That's more accurate. That's kind
of
what I meant.
Yeah. Chargers, a team you have beat, 9 of the last 10 times that you've played them this year. You have a 23-year-old quarterback. They got a 39-year-old quarterback in Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
But you know I love Phillip Rivers, and you know I'm Chargers, Dot.
You are.
But come on now. We know the Chargers ain't the Chiefs. And then the Patriots. That's it?
Yeah.
That's the team who you think have a window to legitimately win the Super Bowl.
I think the Steelers are squirrely enough to get it one more crack at it with Ben Roethlisberger. I think they are.
Not if they don't have AB. If they don't have AB on that team, you're basically looking at Big Ben, James Conner, and Juju. Is that enough?
Do you know what the Steelers do with receivers? They Ned Yost had a third baseman tree. The Steelers have a wide receiver tree. They seem to find these guys everywhere. They seem to come up with receivers. I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is a freaking stud now. So I'm with you, BK. I understand what you're saying. Without Antonio Brown, that changes things. But also, he's a giant pain in the ass right now. And I'd be curious to see what that locker room and that team would be like without him, even though he's extremely talented. And the Steelers have just, for whatever reason, found a way to find great receivers year after year in the draft.
I just don't know if, at least in one season, while you still have your quarterback at his age, I don't know if you're replacing 104 catches, 1,300 yards, and 15 touchdowns. I'm with you. Antonio Brown appears to be a pain to deal with, but I just don't know if you're trading Antonio Brown for a first-round pick.
You're not getting a first-round pick for Antonio Brown, do you think? You want to take all that on?
I would.
You got a domestic violence thing that wasn't arrested for it. That doesn't mean the NFL can't do something about it. He threw furniture off his balcony, almost hit a grandpa and his two-year-old grandson. I mean, if you're going to trade for Antonio Brown, there's a chance he gets put on the exempt list, and then you don't have him. I don't know. I don't think they're getting a first-round pick for him.
So then I would say even less compensation then. So, I mean, if you think you're trading 104 catches, 1,300 yards, and 15 touchdowns for a second-round draft pick, a third-round draft pick, your window's over. You're acknowledging that your window is over to me. It's 5 teams you think in the AFC are currently there. I mean, you talk about the best chance you've ever had. And some of them are saying that's a fifth of the conference. You're right. I look at the Patriots, older quarterback. I look at the Houston Texans. I think the Chiefs are better than them. I look at the Indianapolis Colts, a team I think the Chiefs are clearly better than. Mm-hmm. Man, there appears to be, if we're saying teams that we think are legitimately in their window, there even appears to be a tier system among that. I would say Chiefs, Pats, and Chargers are probably on their own rung. Mm-hmm. And then it's, a pretty decent-sized gap between those other teams. You got to feel really good next year going into it. When you think about the teams that are legitimately on the same tier as you, the same teams that can even be mentioned with you in terms of the best teams in the NFL, that there appears to be a pretty decent-sized gap between you and them.
I mean, I'll take it a step further. I'll put the Chiefs on their own tier. And the reason I say—
I'm not putting them ahead of the Patriots.
See, I am. And I'm doing it because of some of the same reasons I've been saying all week. I mean— Bob Sutton is gone. That defense is going to be radically changed. Brett Veach said today, he confirmed it, they are going to a 4-3. You got Steve Spagnuolo in there, completely different defensive staff. And Andy Reid can score on Bill Belichick. I know they lost twice to the Patriots, but they put 31 on them in the AFC title game, 24 in the fourth quarter, and a last-second field goal after they scored 40 on them on the road. You improve that defense a little bit, and I don't think the Patriots can hang with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, you're a lot different than me. I just think we've learned enough time about kicking dirt on the New England Patriots that somebody has to actually kill the zombie. Three straight Super Bowls, just won the Super Bowl, AFC Championship 13 times, and beat the Chiefs the last—
But you always say that the Chiefs are more talented than the New England Patriots.
Yeah, but they've lost to them twice.
They've got a crummy defense.
I fault them for losing to them. You don't fault them. That's just our difference when it comes to the Chiefs against the Patriots.
I just think it's an easier fix. It's not the quarterback position. It's on defense, and you got a new coordinator. You're bringing in a ton of new staff guys, and I think this defense is going to be good enough next season with the dudes that you have and the guys that you acquire and the dudes that are that were drafted this year that are going to be better in year two. Yeah, I do. I'm going to put the Chiefs ahead of the Patriots.
Coming up in just a little bit, we got a former front office opinion, a former player perspective, and a former agent on Mahomes playing basketball. Is it a big deal? We'll find out coming up. It's The Drive.
The Drive, presented by Tecate.
So coming up in a little bit, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Thank you so much for listening. If you're out and about driving, please drive home safely. I got stuck trying to go up a hill today. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, it was trying times.
I thought you had like a crossover, like an SUV, man.
It has rear-wheel drive on it. It's not four-wheel drive. So it was a little bit of a struggle. Like all the lights in my car were flashing. I mean, the car was going through, trying to go up the hill. So I had to like go up a little bit and then it would get stuck. And I would kind of sit there and I'd pray a little bit and I would realign the wheel. And then I'd go a little bit and it would move. But I eventually got up the hill. It worked.
Were you driving like kind of sideways getting up there too?
Nah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
If it was that bad, I just would have called it a day. But you know what? I'm a fighter. I'm a competitor.
Yeah.
So I was going to be here. I was going to show up for you guys. I'm a lot like Patrick Mahomes on the basketball court. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's what I'm like. So I wanted to do this today because it's one thing for me and you to have a big deal about this.
Yeah.
But I wanted to hear from people who have been in the situation. So we came up with an idea. We have a former sports agent. We have a former front office guy. We've got a former player because you would agree, all of these guys, either their teammates have been playing basketball in the offseason, their client has played basketball in the offseason, they've had somebody on their team that played basketball. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know how big of a deal this is. So let's start with Andrew Brandt. He used to be in the Packers front office. Is this a big deal about Patrick Mahomes hooping it up in his free time?
Let's be clear, though. The language only becomes an issue if there's an injury. Like, that's what I said. I mean, people are doing all kinds of things in the off season. You know, they're going on vacation, they're jet skiing, they're water skiing, whatever they're doing. No one's going to be sitting in a room all off season. The question becomes, what if they get hurt? And will it void payment if the team wants to do that for that year? Will it void payment of future guaranteed money? Those are all the questions. But some of this, you know, really is kind of laughable. Because are we really sitting around saying that, oh, my God, if Patrick Mahomes injures his knee in a basketball game, the Chiefs aren't going to pay him? No.
That's the part there, too. That Mahomes, we can agree for the most part, Mahomes is signed, sealed, and delivered to get paid.
Yeah.
He's going to make a lot of money. That if Mahomes did something happen in a pickup basketball game, he bumps knees with somebody, he tears his ACL, he's out for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. Mahomes is still going to make an exorbitant amount of money in that second contract. Like, that's already signed, still delivered. That when he gets healthy, he goes back out there. Lesson learned. You don't put myself in that scenario again. We can agree. Mahomes, at this point,
yeah,
it is just
his money.
It is not if he's going to get paid. It's when he's going to get paid.
But it also alters the future of the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to read a tweet from Adam Teicher from ESPN, the Chiefs reporter. He just put this out about 5 minutes ago. Chiefs had backup quarterback Tyler Bray tear his ACL a few years ago back playing basketball.
He can hoop.
Yeah. And then former Chiefs receiver J.J. Burden replied to Teicher. And J.J. Burden said this. He goes, when I first saw the clip, I was wondering when the Chiefs would put a stop to that. Back when I was playing in KC, we had a basketball game against the Raiders. One of their players tore their ACL, Carl Peterson, immediately said no more offseason basketball. I think the agent's perspective is his client going to get paid? I think my perspective as a Kansas City and as a fan is, how is it going to affect the football team? The agent's client is still going to get his money, but how does it affect the Chiefs if Mahomes tears an ACL, loses a year?
Speaking of an agent, here is Joe Corey, who is a former sports agent. We asked him the question, how big of a deal it is about Mahomes playing basketball, in the video in the offseason?
Typically, players do other cardiovascular things during the offseason, and there is a provision, the standard player contract, that you can't do other activities which are considered dangerous without the team's consent. All you can do as an agent is raise what the potential ramifications are if there is an injury, serious injury playing basketball, which is they could put you on the non-football illness injury list, and when you're on that list, you don't get paid. It's an election by the team. And also, there's language in guarantees, which have a laundry list of things for why they void, and one of them is a breach of this paragraph 3. And in some instances, they list a laundry list of activities where it's like a catch-all included or not limited to, and it says like skydiving, hang gliding, snowboarding, auto racing, motorcycling, et cetera. So you make your client apprised of the risk and what the potential ramifications are, and then you leave it up to him whether he wants to continue playing. I wouldn't be all that crazy about the team trying to insist that he not play, but that's their prerogative.
That's the thing about being an adult, and I tell my sister this all the time, and she's like starting to get older. She's 16. I say, at some point, you're going to be able to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. The thing is, can you live with the consequence of it? That Mahomes, if you want to play pickup basketball, there's literally nobody stopping you from playing pickup basketball. Brett Veach can tell you, don't play pickup basketball. The same way I imagine at some point Brett Veach told Kareem Hunt to put himself in better situations. Everybody knew that Kareem Hunt was going to Mosaic. Everybody knew that. If you're 25 and you go out and you got Snapchat or Instagram, it was not a secret of where Kareem Hunt liked to hang out. That I'm sure they had those conversations and said, hey, just make different decisions, do different things. You can go out if you want to. You can play pickup basketball if you want to. But are you willing to live with the risk if something goes wrong? So, Mahomes, I don't think that yesterday or whenever this video was, the last time Mahomes is going to play pickup basketball. If you get hurt, a lot of people are going to be mad. You're going to cost a lot of people money. And right now, you have a 100% approval rating in Kansas City. Everybody loves you. Everybody will pay for your meals. Everybody will pay for your drink. You're the toast of the town. If you get hurt playing pickup basketball and then it gets out of how you got injured, people are going to be mad at you for the first time in your career. Can you live with that? Is it worth it? That's the question Mahomes has to ask himself.
Yeah, and I don't think he could. I think he'd feel awful. And what's one of the biggest things that we talk about here on a consistent basis? You got one more year with Mahomes before he's going to get paid. So what if Mahomes goes out and plays basketball, tears his ACL, and on the final year of his rookie contract, before he can make big-time money, he's not even on the football field? How does that affect the Chiefs? So, yeah, I think it would be I don't, again, you and I sat down with Mahomes. I don't know Mahomes closely, but the vibe that I get from Mahomes, pretty good dude, man, pretty conscientious and thinks about others and just as much or maybe more than himself, you know, when it comes to this stuff. I don't know. Mahomes would hate himself if he got hurt playing pickup basketball and then he had to sit out an entire season on the final year of his rookie contract, because the ripple effect of that would be, man, now he's got to get paid. Then who are you getting rid of? So you've got a golden opportunity with one more year, the third year of his deal, before you're going to have to pay him. I'd be legitimately pissed off if he tore his ACL in this particular situation.
One more player I want to play for you. This is Sean Barber, a former player. This is his reaction to the viral video about Mahomes and what the Chiefs had to give the message to their young QB.
Well, as a former player, man, honestly, offseason is your season. Whatever it takes for you to get your competitive natures flowing. You have to relax, recharge, regroup, The season is a long season, so I mean, sometimes guys do different things. You know, CrossFit, they do different things to keep themselves in shape. Pat Mahomes playing basketball is just one of those things. He's a generational athlete, and as you can tell, it's not just baseball and football. It's actually almost anything. So you know, him being able to kind of flaunt and showcase on the basketball court is just another. It's kind of just building that repertoire, building up the folklore of what Pat Showtime Mahomes is doing to Kansas City. He's bringing an air of excellence when it comes to athletes being able to perform on and off the field. He's making a market for himself beyond just the Kansas City Chiefs and being a football player. He's going down and showing everybody what it means to be an elite athlete, no matter what it is.
We'll talk more about this coming up during the hits, and we'll kind of get into it a little bit more in depth. I will say this. Bill Self should maybe send a fruit basket to Patrick Mahomes, because if that hadn't happened today, we'd be talking a lot about your disappointing basketball
That's
team
a good
today.
Point, yeah.
So Mahomes should maybe –
or Bill he should Self- try to – well, I guess he can't. He's a paid professional athlete. Self can't use him, right?
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll do that coming up next. It's The Drive.
The Drive. Presented by Tecate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.